We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Hello, and welcome to the road to Dreamforce. Today, we'll be talking about giving back with Jamie and Nikki. So we're really excited about Dreamforce 2017 and everything we're going to be doing for giving back. Could you ladies please introduce yourself, talk about your role at Dreamforce, and is this your first, second, third, fifth Dreamforce?
Thanks, Molly. My name's Jamie Olson. I'm the Senior Director of Employee Engagement for Salesforce.org and in charge of all things giving back and DF Gives related at Dreamforce. This is my fifth Dreamforce, and I'm excited to do more than we've ever done in the past, bringing more people on site, finding more ways for our attendees to engage in really impactful ways and really sharing how important giving back is to the Salesforce culture.
And I'm Nikki Tassiello. I'm a manager of workforce development with Salesforce.org, and I will be managing some of our workforce development activities that are happening at Dreamforce this year. And this is actually my second Dreamforce. Last year was my first week on the job at Dreamforce, so I'm really looking forward to having a more active part in things as well as being able to get workforce development activities off the ground on campus.
So attendees know Dreamforce for the innovation, the technology, but tell us more about the giving back aspect of Dreamforce. What's going to be happening this year?
So giving back is always a core part of Salesforce's culture, and we really try and bring that alive at Dreamforce as well so that we get our attendees involved, but that we also get our local community involved in everything that Dreamforce has to offer as well. We always do things bigger and better than ever, and we have some new evolutions of our programs that we'll be bringing to attendees this year.
And we're going to have 500 students and aspiring young professionals that are going to be doing activities throughout the week throughout the Dream Park.
So 500 aspiring professionals and students. What specifically will these kids be getting into at Dreamforce?
So we'll have students from SFUSD, OUSD, and Girl Scouts who will be experiencing the Kids Coding Camp in the Trailhead Zone, followed by taking a really cool interactive treasure hunt throughout the Trailhead Zone that will teach them about technology, careers, and have some fun while they're at it. The Girl Scouts will also take their business skills and put them to the test by selling cookies out on the Dream Valley and in the Salesforce.org lodge every single day.
And as for workforce development, what's going to be happening at Dreamforce with that, Nikki?
Great. Yeah, so in addition to kids learning coding skills, we're going to have our aspiring young professionals do a networking journey throughout the Partner Expo and product demos.
So we all know Dreamforce is a massive campus. It really takes over San Francisco. Where will these giving back activities be taking place?
Out on the Dream Valley, we will have the Learning Cabin, and it's attendees' one-stop shop for all things giving back related. You can join us to get inspired, and we'll be having different themes each day.
So let's run down the daily giving back activities that are happening at Dreamforce. So let's start with Monday.
Monday's going to be a great day. At the Learning Cabin, attendees will be able to give their best career advice to our aspiring young professionals, which we'll be sharing with our nonprofit partners.
Tuesday.
Tuesday's Education Day, so attendees can join us to volunteer with World Vision, where we'll be assembling 1,500 backpacks to donate to students affected by the recent hurricanes.
And Wednesday?
Wednesday's all about the environment. Come visit us at the Learning Cabin to learn how climate, parks, and the oceans are all interconnected and play a part in the success of our economies and our communities.
And then Thursday.
Thursday is all about corporate giving and will be hosted by Pledge 1%. Join Pledge 1% companies and our community of military veterans for a networking event hosted by Suzanne DiBianca, Salesforce's Executive Vice President of Corporate Relations.
And the last thing I want to leave our viewers with is the UCF Benioff Children's Hospital Benefit Concert. So we're excited to have Grammy Award-winning Alicia Keys and Lenny Kravitz rocking out. Can you give us more information about that, Nikki?
Absolutely. So Tuesday, November 7th will be the Concert for Kids, which is held in partnership with DreamFest. And so, like you said, we'll have Alicia Keys and Lenny Kravitz headlining for us. And then after, we'll have a big after party at Pier 48 with will.i.am and MC Hammer. And if you are interested in getting tickets or learning more, you can visit www.concertforkids.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the Road to Dreamforce. We're excited about all the things we'll be doing to give back this year. We welcome you to join us for the UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital Benefit Concert, Concert for the Kids, as well as all the mentoring and activities we'll be doing with the Girl Scouts. We have a lot to do this year to raise $1 million at Dreamforce, so thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.